Title: Microsampling Drum Ghosts with Resampling Only Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most underrated weapons in rolling drum and bass and jungle, Ghost Notes. Those tiny, quiet hits that sit between your main kick and snare and somehow make the whole loop feel faster, funkier, and more alive. And here's the twist for today: we're not importing any extra samples. We're going to resample our own drum loop, slice microscopic bits out of it, turn those into a little ghost note library, then re-inject them back into the groove. The big benefit is that these ghosts already carry your drum processing, your tone, your dirt, even your tails, so they naturally belong in the mix. Let's go step by step in Ableton Live. First, set up a drum and bass friendly session. Set your tempo around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a sweet spot to learn on. Turn loop on, and set your loop length to 2 bars. 2 bars gives you space for a proper roller groove. Keep the metronome on while you're building, and then later you can turn it off when you want to hear the real swing. One quick preference that saves headaches: if you can, enable create fades on clip edges in your record, warp, launch preferences. Micro samples love to click, and fades are the cure. Now let's build a basic drum loop, because we need something to harvest ghosts from. Create a MIDI track and name it Drums Main. Drop a drum rack on it. Load a simple kick, snare, and closed hat. Stock samples are totally fine. Program a classic DNB skeleton. Kick on the first beat. In Ableton Speak, that's 1.1. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's 1.2 and 1.4. Then add hats on a 1/16th grid. Don't overthink it. Just get a steady tick going. Now, a beginner groove trick that instantly helps: velocity movement. Select all your hats and vary the velocity so the downbeats are a bit louder and the in-betweens are a bit softer. You're trying to avoid that flat typewriter hat line. Even small changes make the loop breathe. Optional: add an extra kick for a roller feel. Try one around 1.3.3, depending on your taste. If it starts feeling messy, remove it. We're building a clean bass first. Next, we want a light print-ready processing chain on Drums Main. Because remember, we want our resampled ghosts to inherit this character. Keep this subtle. We're not mastering, we're printing tone. Add drum bus first. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, maybe 0 to 10%. Leave boom off for now so we don't mess up the sub. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Push drive about 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 HE just to remove useless rumble. If things feel harsh, you can gently dip a tiny bit around 3 to 6 KHE. But that's optional. Cool. Now we're ready to do the main move: resampling. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Print. In the audio from chooser, select resampling. This records exactly what you hear coming out of the master. Set monitor to off. That's important, because you don't want a feedback loop. Arm the track for recording. Big routing reminder: resampling prints everything you hear. So if you have a bassline, pads, reference track, YouTube, anything, it'll get baked in. For this lesson, keep it just drums. The easiest way is to solo Drums Main. Now record 2 bars. Hit record, let it loop for 2 bars, then stop. You should now have an audio clip on Resample Print that contains your drum loop, plus the processing you added. This is your gold mine. Before we slice, here's a coach tip: choose ghost candidates. Ask yourself, what am I trying to harvest? Maybe a tiny snare tail tick, a hat transient, a little shuffle, a kick edge click. Even a room tail if you added reverb. If you decide that now, you'll slice way faster and your ghost rack will feel intentional, not random. Another coach tip: if your printed waveform looks tiny and it's hard to hit it, don't just crank faders and mess up your listening level. Instead, on Drums Main, temporarily add a utility at the end of the chain and boost gain by maybe 6 to 12 dB just for the printing pass. Watch that you don't clip. Then print again. After that, disable or delete the utility. You'll get a nice big waveform to micro-edit, and later you'll turn the ghost samples down anyway. Now let's slice micro ghost hits out of the resample. Double-click the recorded clip to open it. Zoom in. You're hunting for little transients and tasty tails. Start with something easy, a snare tail. Find the main snare, then look just after it. There's usually a bit of noisy sustain. If you grab a tiny piece of that, you get a soft snare ghost that's perfect for leading or answering hits. When you find a spot you like, set the start marker right on the transient. This is really important. If there's silence before the transient, Your ghost will feel late when triggered by MIDI. Tight start equals tight groove. Set the end marker shortly after. For micro ghosts, you're often working in the 10 to 80 millisecond zone. Tiny. Try turning warp off for these. Warping can smear tiny transients, so start clean. Then add fades. Even super short ones. Think 1 to 3 milliseconds fade in, and maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds fade out. The goal is, no clicks. Once it sounds clean, consolidate it. Highlight just that tiny region and press Ctrl or CMDJ. That creates a new audio clip that is now its own little sample. Rename it something like Ghost Snare Tap 01. Do that a few more times. Grab a couple hat ticks. Maybe a little shuffle moment where two hats overlap. Maybe a tiny ride-ish or noisy tailed it. Aim for 5 to 12 microsamples. Don't get stuck perfecting one. Fast and varied wins. Now let's build a ghost rack so we can play and sequence these like a kit. Create a new MIDI track called Ghost Rack. Drop a drum rack on it. Drag your consolidated ghost clips onto pads. Put them across a row so it's easy to remember what's what. Now click one of the pads and open Simpler, because we're going to make each ghost behave nicely. Set it to one shot. Turn warp off. Set the volume low. Seriously low. Start around minus 12 to minus 24 dB. Ghosts should be felt more than heard. If a hat ghost is too bright, turn on the filter and low pass it somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz. Add a little fade out. Maybe 10 to 40 milliseconds, just to prevent clicks and make it sit. Optional, but great, for snare ghosts, add a saturator on that pad only. 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. That can help it speak at low volume without getting loud. Now the fun part. Programming ghosts into a rolling groove. Create a MIDI clip on Ghost Rack that matches your 2-bar loop. Here are classic placements to try in 1 bar. Put a ghost snare just before the main snare as a lead-in. Try around 1.1.3 or 1.1.4. Then put a ghost snare after the main snare, like a little tail tick. Try around 1.2.3 or 1.2.4. For hats, sprinkle tiny ticks on off 16 THS and vary velocities. Let's talk velocities, because this is where beginners accidentally ruin it. Main snare might be around 100 to 127. Ghost snare should be something like 15 to 45. Ghost hat ticks, maybe 10 to 35. If you can clearly notice the ghost as an extra hit, it's probably too loud. Bring it down until it disappears, then raise it just slightly until the groove feels like it's rolling more. A powerful way to check this, a slash B in context. Map the ghost rack track on off switch to a key, or just click it while the loop plays. If you only really notice the magic, when you turn ghosts off and the groove suddenly feels flatter, you're doing it right. Now add swing, because DNB without pocket is just a drum machine sprinting. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing like an MPC-ish shuffle. Keep the amount light, around 10 to 25%. Or, if you want to keep it simple, manually nudge a few ghost hats a tiny bit late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds. That's enough to create pocket without sounding sloppy. Next, we glue the ghosts into the kit so it feels like one drummer, one room, one recording. Group drums main and ghost rack into a group called drum bus. On drum bus, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing, just gluing. At EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 hz. If the ghosts make the top end fizzy, do a tiny shelf down around 10 to 12 kHz. Optional, a touch of drum bus on the group. Very subtle drive. Tiny crunch. Now we've got a loop that's alive. Let's do a quick arrangement idea so it feels like a track, not a loop. For the first 8 bars, keep ghosts minimal, maybe just a few hat ticks. Bars 9 to 16, introduce the snare ghosts and more shuffle. In the last 2 bars before a drop, increase ghost density slightly, not volume. And here's a nasty little trick. Hard mute the ghosts for half a bar right before the drop. Then bring them back on the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without touching your kick or snare. A couple common mistakes to avoid before we wrap. If your ghosts are too loud, they'll sound like extra percussion instead of groove. Turn them down. If you hear clicks, add tiny fades. Microsamples demand fades. If you resample with other elements playing, you'll bake them into your ghosts. Solo drums when printing. And don't warp tiny hits unless you have to. Warp off keeps transients crisp. Now a quick 15-minute practice plan you can repeat anytime. Build a 2-bar loop at 174 with kick, snare, hats. Add drum bus, saturator, EQ to drums main. Resample 2 bars using audio from resampling. Slice and consolidate. 2 snare ghosts, 3 hat ticks, and 1 weird tail or shuffle. load them into a ghost rack, program at least one ghost snare leading into the main snare, and make the hats roll without getting louder. Then export a quick bounce and listen at low volume. If it still feels like it's moving faster and flowing more, you nailed it. Recap: you printed your own drums through resampling, so the ghosts inherit your tone. You sliced tiny, click-free micro hits and consolidated them into new samples. You loaded them into a ghost rack and programmed subtle placements and velocities for roll. And you glued it all together on a drum bus so it feels like one kit. If you tell me what substyle you're going for, like liquid, jump up, jungle, or neuro, I can give you a specific tube bar ghost pattern with exact placements and velocity ranges to match that vibe.